is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Leonardo Mendoza. First name is Leonardo, L-E-O-N-A-R-D-O, Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A. Date of birth is 1-17-2022. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo, J-U-A-N-C-A-R-R-I-L-O. Dear Juan, J-U-A-N Juan, I saw Leonardo, a two-year-old child, in allergy consultation on 1-16-2024. As a matter of fact, I have seen his sister for multiple nut allergies, and mom wanted me to check him for some allergies, period. As you know, this two-year-old youngster who is very healthy and has a history of mild eczema, which is improving, has developed many times bouts of diarrhea after eating soybean and edamame, E-D-A-M-A-M-E. These symptoms occur rather quickly, within half an hour or so, and then he seems to get better within 1 hour period. There is no vomiting period. Diarrhea is usually 3 to 4 times, and then it abates without any significant treatment period. There is no history of any angioedema, hives, difficulty in breathing, choking, or any other things to suggest significant symptoms of anaphylaxis period. Certainly, mom has been removing soybean from his diet, and that is quite helpful period. He obviously has significant allergy to soybean, and there is no testing required, and I believe we should test him with this skin testing or blood testing sometimes in the next few years to see if this allergy is gone, period. There is history of minor egg allergy manifested by hives at age 6 months, but overall that allergy seems to have gone away, period. He can eat a small amount of boiled egg and any egg products. And that certainly tells me that his egg allergy is pretty much gone, all foods with eggs can be eaten, period. He has eaten salmon without any problem. Mom is worried about other seafood allergies, and I told her to gradually introduce one food at a time and see how it happens, see how it works out, period. Overall, I believe I explained to her the concept of introducing single food at a time and then increasing that amount, and if it is tolerated over three different occasions, then this child would really pass that test of food challenge, and hopefully no significant allergies would be found, period. Overall, this child is healthy and is not displaying any other obvious signs of allergic disease process, and it seems to me that he should do quite well, period. I've asked the family, no testing was performed, and certainly we could undertake some allergy testing, either allergy testing, which would be either skin testing or or serum testing, period. My final diagnosis, number one, history of mild eczema improving. Number two, history of soybean allergy. Number three, history of egg allergy. Egg allergy improved. My treatment plan, continue normal care, continue normal introduction of foods, and avoid any soybean products. Number two, general skin care was discussed, period. Number three, he seems to have some minor symptoms of rhinitis, and family can and mother can give some Benadryl, which has been quite effective, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Leonardo Mendoza.